This dates from 1998 and it's called Wrench. It's a series of books that I was writing with David Barton's drawings. We were interrelating and they still haven't all been gathered together yet, but they will be. And to continue, in what shape? Unaware or the pretense of being unaware, it's difficult to live through intangible experience and not thought, not thinking is ridiculous too. The need to dismiss and thus to imagine, to live the knowing, to live by grasping this, that, nothing to will, nothing to replace the feeling. I touch the moment of turning pleasure through pleasure, the purpose of desire required to come, to be distinct, the possibility to stutter. It's the same thing, it's the reflection, the moment of perception, the moment of grasping, an arousal that is touched, written, just as the eye's abundance collides with unfolding. Places the stake at being ultimate, the raising of bodies, the strain through a pretense that everything is lost within itself, everything has become what I don't grasp or have the heart to bear. And yet I intervene in the parting, the groan there, existing as the base of humility, life as a promise, the ambition of desire which I have conceived, agreed to donate, the anxious being and the bodies for enjoyment, the shape that one thinks can never intensify. The intensity escapes conspicuousness, the need to step through that spread, to upright what is alone at the peak, even to allow oneself to be snatched from the moment, to escape the desire of the reality, to be sufficient, to say I cannot, to be true, abandoned, to be concerned, to wrench at playfulness. To deal with excitement, to deal with loss, this heat of characterization that differentiates between my incandescence and the shape which rebounds from those who can laugh together and become like the one who forgets. To astound, to have been given this text to read, a text that one does not see as I see, from desire and resorting to project that desire, to wrench the offer of a lavishness, a lavishness imagined. And further, always further on, grasping at others or oneself, to enliven the wrench, to dispute the deal, the if as I tremble, to abandon hope for a desire, to be everything as soon as I emerge from grasping the pleasure. Not that pleasure is necessary to avoid the rush, the desire to rush, wanting probability to enclose, to hasten the entirety at my disposal. Everything within me widens to the triumph, grasps at the strength of that position, that stance that can like an assurance to a mock into the page as it empties, fails in its wrenching, large enough for my text to escape from me, to become ultimately a ruin, the ruin of one itself, a complete effacement that forms as what I would forget, what could enclose me, could enclose being in a lavish indecisiveness to the other, the one and the other, to have been bound, maybe to separate as easily as to multiply, the concern for honesty made to feel insufficient. This is the shape of having grasped, wrenched consternation with defeat. All life is what characterizes the desire of the self to forget myself, only to tolerate in myself the never to be taken with the lavish wrench from the flow.